This is a short anchoring practice where we'll explore where it feels most steadying to rest our attention, and knowing that this can change both within our practice and from practice to practice. So as best we can, approaching our experience with a sense of curiosity and fresh eyes. It's best to do this practice from a seated position, so perhaps making a deliberate change in the posture, moving into an upright position, letting the back lengthen just a little, and maybe allowing the eyes to close if that feels okay, or just lowering the gaze and softening the focus. So noticing where your torch beam of attention is right now. Maybe on my voice or other sounds around you, perhaps from the next room or outside. Maybe there are busy thoughts running through the head. Maybe even a lens of mood, perhaps feeling a bit critical or annoyed, curious or calm. And seeing if whatever's here is okay to be here. Just noticing how it is, and as best you can, with curiosity now, choosing to deliberately gather up the torch beam of attention, maybe taking a deeper breath in, and then on the out breath, moving the attention all the way down through the body and into the feet. Not thinking about the feet, but tuning in to any sensations that are there right now. Maybe wiggling the toes, or pressing the soles of the feet down for a moment if that helps. Never underestimating the sense of ground beneath our feet. Perhaps exploring points of contact between the feet and the ground underneath. A sense of temperature. Maybe awareness of the texture of socks or on skin or bare feet in contact with the floor. And then on an out breath, letting go of a sense of the feet and moving the torchlight of attention upwards through the legs and beginning to explore the contact between the body and the chair. Maybe strong sensations of contact with the chair. The feel of the seat itself. A general sense of gravity doing its work as the body settles onto the chair. And noticing if the mind's wandered, and knowing if that's the case, there's nothing wrong, that's just what our busy minds do. Perhaps even congratulating yourself for noticing, and then choosing simply to return the attention to the felt sensations of contact as the body meets the chair. Shining the flashlight of attention here with a lens of curiosity. Zooming into sensations. Or broadening out to a wider sense of the weight of the body in the chair. Temperature. Contact. Pressure. And then on an out breath, letting go of awareness in this part of the body and moving the flashlight of attention up the back, down both arms and into the hands. Noticing the palms of the hands, perhaps sensing temperature or contact. Then extending attention to fingers and thumbs, sensing if they're straight or curled. tuning into the weight. Maybe a sense of quiet heaviness of the hands resting in the lap. Cool air on skin, or maybe no real sensations at all, and no need to go searching for anything. Just noticing what's here, whether it's loud and vivid, or quiet and subtle. And then on an out breath, maybe letting the narrow spotlight on the hands fade into the background and expanding the torch beam of attention now to include a sense of the whole of the lower body, rooted and anchored here in the present moment. And then maybe shifting the torch beam of attention to the belly, a sense of the abdomen rising and falling as we breathe in and out, letting the breath come and go, and sensing how this is in the body, expanding, releasing, rising and falling. And letting a sense of the breath and the body fade into the background. And now, exploring where your strongest anchor is, the place where you feel most present, a place in the body that you can return attention to again and again, knowing that this is a place of stability and grounding that you can return to at any point during your day. So in the last few moments of the practice, resting attention on your chosen anchor. And as our practice draws to a close, asking yourself, in the minutes and hours of my day ahead, how can I best care for myself? And in this way, threading mindfulness through the very fabric of our lives.